discovered. He gestured toward her wet, soiled skirt.
Why were you sitting in the mud?
She glanced down at her habit, dismayed. She tried to brush off the mud, but succeeded only in smearing it.
"'Twas nothing, Father. God bless you."
She fumbled for her head coverings.
"Perhaps you should come within to dry off. If you tell me where your companions are headed, I could send someone after them with news of you."
Joanna picked up her pack.
"No need, Father. Thank you for the water. God go with you."
She fled through the gate and on down the street, taking no notice of her surroundings, reprimanding herself for such stupidity. A wall suddenly stopped her, and she stared round, confused.
Sweet Jesu! She had lost her way.
She fought back tears, weary, frustrated, frightened. The medal was lost. There was nothing to protect her. She breathed deeply, trying to still her panic. She must find her way. She must reach Will Longford's house before dark. Slowly she groped her way back to North Bar and began again. It was now mid-afternoon and clouds gathered overhead, deepening the gloom of the narrow streets. The air had grown heavy, pressing on Joanna's chest. Her head pounded. It felt as if she had been walking for an eternity. At last the heavens opened, but instead of a refreshing shower, the rain thundered down, turning the streets to rivers of mud. Joanna would not allow herself to stop and take shelter. She must not leave a trail. Her habit clung to her. Her veil slapped against her face. She fought for each step, pulling her feet out of the sucking mud. She wept for her lost medal, but trudged on. She had not come so far to be drowned by a summer storm. At last, as the rain turned to a gentle shower, Joanna recognized the way. Round a corner, and there. The house with the whitewashed door. Will Longford's house. A skinny serving girl answered, stared at Joanna's bedraggled clothes.
"Surely you've taken the wrong turning, sister. This be no place for nuns."
Joanna tried to adjust her sagging wimple and veil.
"I would speak with Master Longford. I've business with him."
The girl scratched her cheek with a chapped hand.
"Business? I warn you, there's but one sort of business the master has with women, and afternoon's not the time for it. Nor does he endanger his immortal soul with brides of Christ."
She glanced behind her nervously. Joanna reached out and grabbed the girl's apron, pulling her forward. The shock on the girl's face was rewarding.
"Tell your master that I've a treasure to trade."
The girl nodded.
"I meant only to warn you."
Joanna let her go.
"What name shall I give the master?"
"Dame Joanna Calverley of Leeds."
The girl scuttled away. Shortly the doorway darkened. Will Longford was a huge, hairy man, his coarse black hair now streaked with white, a white beard. He had aged in 6 years. He wore a chemise that brushed the ground, but Joanna knew what it hid, a wooden peg that had replaced his left leg. Arms folded across his chest, Longford leaned against the door jamb, formidable even when one knew he was crippled.
"You are a Calverley, from Leeds."
He did not speak so much as growl. His dark eyes glittered with hostility.
"I accompanied my brother Hugh when he sold you the right arm of St. Sebastian 6 years back."
The dark eyes narrowed.
"Ah, the little sister."
Longford scratched his beard and studied her face.
"St. Sebastian. His arm, you say?"
He grinned.
"Have you come to offer me more of Sebastian? His other arm, perhaps?"
Joanna stood up straighter. She did not like the emphasis on little sister or the nasty grin.
"I offer you something more sacred still. The milk of the Virgin. From St. Clement's in York."
"The milk of God's blood! What's the bastard up to?"
Longford looked her up and down.
"You are a nun of St. Clement's."
"I am. This has naught to do with Hugh."
Longford stepped forward, peered up and down the street.
"Your kind are wont to travel in groups. How do you come to be alone?"
Joanna's knees knocked together from cold and weariness.
"Might I come within?"